Life is a squeaky door. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Life is a squeaky door. Now, what am I going to do about it? What am I going to do about life being a squeaky door? Well, I have a number of leashes that I use with Rex when I take a walk, that I choose to have him under the leash control, especially in the evening or when it is comfortable for me to do that. And sometimes the latch on his leash is a little sticky. It does not want to open easily. And so it causes me a little extra pressure on my thumb as I attempt to open it. So I go to my work cabinet, and I take out the WD-40, and I squirt it on that little latch, and I work the latch back and forth, and up and down, back and forth, and up and down, back and forth, and squirt the WD-40 on it. And after I'm done, then I wipe the WD-40 off the outside, and the latch works like a charm. Every time I pick up the latch, it just clicks right into place. And it's so wonderful. Oh, I walk out a door, and I hear the squeak. And I don't like a squeaky door. It doesn't matter. It doesn't disturb anything, except it disturbs me. But it squeaks and says, "Hey, oil me, oil me." So I get out the WD-40, squirt it on the hinges, open the hinges, close the hinges, squirt it on the door handle, on the door latch, and open the door latch, close the door latch 5-10 times, squirting the WD-40. And then I take a cloth and I wipe it all off of the handle and wipe it all off the door, wipe it all off the hinges, for it's inside that the work is being done. And then the door opens as quietly as a whisper. It's wonderful. Now, there's a lot of people in life who are squeaky doors for me. And I wish I had a type of WD-40 to squirt on them and let them be silent, wonderful beings in my world. But it isn't to be. It takes a little more interesting situation. Sometimes people are squeaky doors in my life as they complain. And they say, "Oh, I wish we could do this. Oh, this is never any fun. Why is it that nobody wants to come along with us when we go to a picnic? Why is it?" And then I say to myself, "My goodness sakes, I forgot my WD-40. And I go back in the house and get the WD-40, and I bring it out and I squirt it on the situation. I squirt it right on the person. Not really. I squirt my mental WD-40 on the person and the situation. I see that person totally enjoying all of the games and activities that we're playing. I see that person as excited as I am in playing any game that we choose to play as a group or as a couple or whatever we want to do. I see that." Now, my being able to see that is my spiritual or my mental can of WD-40. And I squirt it on my vision. Now, I don't squirt it on the other person. I might seem to do that. But I'm squirting it on my attitude about that other person, my vision of what that other person is saying. It's not what the other person is saying, but it's my vision of it. Because the other person might truly be saying, as often happens, "Oh, I don't want to go, I don't want to go. Beg me, please, beg me. I don't want to go. Please encourage me to go. I'd like to go, but I haven't got the courage to say yes myself. I want to go." But you see, and so our WD-40 is on ourselves. So we create ourselves saying to our friend, "Hey, let's go on a picnic." And they say, "Well, the picnic is such fun. And as you put a little more WD-40 on, we're going to have barbecue. We're going to have wieners. We're going to have hot dogs. We're going to have hamburgers. We're going to have barbecued ribs. We're going to have big salad. We're going to have all sorts of wonderful things to drink. We're going to have water. We're going to have tea. And we're going to have coffee. We're going to have soda water. We're going to have all sorts of wonderful things. Oh, good, good, good. And pretty soon, we are so much into what we are doing, we are so much into going on that picnic, we see ourselves on that picnic, we see everybody else on the picnic, and no matter who it is we speak to about the picnic, they say, oh yeah, 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 I want to go too, I want to go too. Because we've already used our WD-40 on that. We've already taken the squeak out of the door. We've already put into our consciousness only one result, that everybody wants to go there, everybody we talk to. And everybody brings a potluck. They bring along some special food to add to the picnic dinner. And the table is just filled to overflowing with cakes and pies and ice cream and other good things. Yes, yes. How very interesting. Life has squeaky doors for all of us to be concerned with. Not to be concerned that we're worried about it, but just to say, where did we put our mental WD-40? How does our mental WD-40 work? How do we bring that into focus in our life? And we bring it into focus by first squirting it inside of ourselves, getting enthusiasm inside of ourselves for whatever it is that we choose to have. And that enthusiasm is the WD-40 that brings about harmony, and right action brings about joy. And the squeak of anyone saying no, or saying, oh, I'm aware of something not being perfect, and then the squeak is gone, and everyone is aware of everything being perfect, and everyone is aware that everything is in divine order, and everyone is happy, and everyone is content, and everyone is fulfilled, and everyone says, wow, 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 yes, this is great, life is great, the world is great, all is great, oh my goodness, it is so great. And all because we found our WD-40 within ourselves that we squirted on every circumstance. And we didn't try to make things different. We didn't try to make people change. We just geared up, squirted out. We geared up our inner enthusiasm. And that inner enthusiasm that is our real self, it was so charismatic, so wonderful, so fantastic, that everybody wants to partake of the activities that we are involved in. Why is it they get so excited at sporting games, and everyone hollers and shouts? And they would never do that in other circumstances. Women would never shout out, men would never shout out, children would never shout out in just that way. But the game calls for it. The enthusiasm. Come on, come on, go, go, go! Well, what do you think you're doing? Are you pushing the team on? That's what you're doing. Are you being the WD-40 for that team? Oh, yes, you are. You're being the enthusiasm for that team, the enthusiasm that encourages that team to go on to win and be top dog. And, of course, everybody else is encouraging their team to go on to win and be top dog. But who has the most enthusiasm? Who has the most of that wonderful element of the WD-40, that inner WD-40, to squirt on that squeaking door? Yes, they're going to win, and they're going to be happy, and we're going to enjoy it. And whether they win or lose or draw, it doesn't really matter, because our enthusiasm, our WD-40, is shining out on the situation, and everybody is having a grand time, and the game is delightful and charming and good. This is a matter of where we are in life, what we feel our values are. Now, what do you feel your values are? Are you charismatic? Are you enthusiastic? Are you the WD-40 that is squirted on all things in life, keeping it in perfect harmony? I think you are. I know I am. So let's WD-40 it together, and let the squeaks go where they may. And let's all just say, I love you. I love you. I love you.